And without any further ado, let's give a nice warm welcome to Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Charlie Poole, and he grew up with a lot of Charlie Poole stories, you know, instead of trickster stories and, you know, Brer Rabbit and, Jack stories, he grew up with a lot of Charlie stories, a lot of Charlie Poole stories, because Charlie Poole was kind of a wild man in his day. And this is one of the ones here about hoboing and trying to get on the trains and all that, and selling your shoes and all that. And this one's called Milwaukee Blues. It's all right. Everything's cool. You know, just feel free to get up and participate any way you want to in this show. And that's a kind of open rein for the whole rest of the show. But at the same time, make sure you do it with us and not against us. And that's an important thing. So this next one here, we're going to teach you a bit of the chorus. Now, who's heard the song Don't Get Trouble in Your Mind before? So there are quite a few of you. Now, you guys are ringers. For all you people who don't know the song, I'll teach it to you real quick. That's all you're going to say, though. Don't get trouble in your mind. That's the whole chorus line. It goes a little bit like this here. Don't get trouble in your mind.
Don't get trouble in your mind.
Yeah.
Don't get trouble in your mind.
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 Remember, like I said at the beginning, this is the breakdown. It's going to go a bit faster, so just make sure that you hold on to your hats and hold on to your seats and make sure you hold on tight. But when we start into this one, it's going to be a little bit faster. That's what I'm trying to say and all that. So we'll do this one Thing to remember, don't be troubling your mind. Don't worry about it.
Did you say boom?
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's how we met.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you guys gotta think to yourself what Boodly Bum Bum might mean to you. And so we'll play a little bit of this one here. 感谢。
Sorry, some genius strung his mandolin backwards.
Hush now, don't you wake up. We'll be leaving at first light. Mama's buying you a mockingbird to lure you through the night. Across the dead by morning, here's a blanket for you to share. They're building down in Georgia. Daddy hears he'll find work there. And the mockingbird can sing like a bird of a dove. And I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I am not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave. The work for the working man, just one more empty mill. Hard times in Rockingham, hard times harder still. The crows are in the kitchen, the wolves at the door. Our father's land of Eden is paradise. But I am not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave the ones you love. Her husband's got some land. An agent for the county thinks that they might make a stand. It's a hard life of working with nothing much to show. It's a hard life of leaving with nowhere to go. And the mockingbird can sing like the cry of a dove. I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I am not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave the world.
Yeah.
mother said, if you would like some advice as to what to do during the intermission.
You might be saying to yourself, boy, what shall I do?
What can I do with
that? I came to the concert and my pockets are bulging with money.
Surely I can do something about that. Well, we can help you with that.
My belt just won't work anymore. So.
We do have merchandise with us. We have CDs. We've got our latest CD, Leaving Eden, which we're playing a lot of things from that album and the one that came before it, Jimmy Wendy or Dick, plus all of our things, our CDs that came before that. And we have t-shirts and bones and little tiny handmade North Carolina thrown pottery little jugs. And also we have lots of fun stuff.
We also have a songbook for any of you musicians out there who want to learn some of the tunes that we do. Great songbook, you know, good pictures and all that.
Even if you don't buy anything, just go admire that we cart all this stuff around to every game. Set it up every night and break it down. but we're going to do this last one. It's called Going Down the Road Feeling Bad. And if you don't know it at the beginning, you'll know it by the end.
Oh, yes.
And so we hope that you'll sing along with us.
Another one that we learned from Joe Thompson, but I first heard this one. It's Going Down That Old Dusty Road by Woody Guthrie. And I want to make a quick mention of him, but we're celebrating 100 years of Woody Guthrie. It's amazing. There's without getting too deep into it, there's been a lot of milestones in music this year. A lot of great people passing, a lot of great people being celebrated, and it's been nice to be out there in the world trying to do our little bit we can to create awareness about some of the music that we all hold close to our hearts. And so this is one of those tunes, Going Down the Road Feeling Bad.
Go down the road feeling bad, oh Lord, I ain't gonna
let's see if we can get there. Look. This is one of the old favorites here. Got this from a group called the Roan Mount Hilltoppers. We were playing in Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia. And got to rock them on this one here and started playing.
Thank you. everybody. My name is Layla, and I'm going to sing a song in a Haitian Creole. My family's from Haiti, and I've been exploring a lot of Haitian folk music, and so this is part of, this is a song from the troubadour music tradition, which is sort of like the songs about the land and the people and just stories about the culture. And this one is about a classic, it's a classic tale actually. It's about a woman who falls in love with a flaky musician. and she's thinking about leaving him. And so the song says, he doesn't have a mother, he doesn't have a father, he doesn't have any family, and he doesn't have any friends. It says, Rosemary, let Dodo come to your door. Find a way to live with him. Musicians are an open book. It took me a little bit to realize it's a happy song. I don't know if I even agree. Thank you.
fiddle breakdowns here. I know you folks want to hear Reem play another song on the fiddle here. Good day. These are a few Canadian tunes we've been playing for quite a while. You know, when Reem first started bringing these, it was never so good with the titles, but she called this one That Canadian Tune, you know. By the time we got to the third or fourth one she was trying to bring in, I was like, you gotta name one of these something. So like, That Canadian Tune, which one, you know? And yeah, she let me show a couple of guys that are still out there. Two guys, Shisha and Lotus, Tayar and Sam, and we did a show with them at one point, and they said that the name of this tune was called Was You Ever in Quebec? And I don't know if they were serious or not, but we've been calling it that ever since. So this is a medley. First is that one, and then the other one is an American tune called Candy Gal. You can find this video on YouTube, but I always mention it just because it's such an amazing performance. The fellow would have a guitar and he would strum it while he had a teaspoon in his mouth and he'd slide this melody I'm going to play at the same time. So just look it up, spoon slide, you'll find it. And you'll find a whole bunch of other people trying to do it off of this guy's example here. And I watched this documentary just kind of randomly. We were at a gig and there's a documentary called Karoo Kitar Blues, and it talked about this fellow's musical tradition. So it came from the Karoo region of South Africa, where the Dutch established Afrikaans. And it was one of these things that was like parallel evolution, where you had the oppressed people of South Africa finding the Dutch music and the European dances and whatnot, and taking them into their own culture, adapting them and making it something else. And so I just thought that was so amazing, and so I adapted it onto the banjo and got Hubby here to play guitar with me on this one, so we'll play a little bit of Mahala for you.
Don't the more they can eat, 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 don't the more they can eat Woo!
folks, it's time to turn the dial a little bit and get you a little bit of country music happening.
Yeah.
Earlier this year, we got to play on a TV show called Austin City Limits. Now, one day we're going to actually get to do our own show. That's what we're hoping. That's one of my biggest goals starting out as a musician, to start doing that TV show. But we've gotten just a little bit by participating in a program called We Walk the Line.
Yay!
It's a celebration of Johnny Cash. It would have been his 80th birthday this year. And it was a beautiful star-studded event with, I mean, a who's who of country music. From Willie Nelson to Kris Kristofferson.
You guys were the best.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate that. There were some big names there. I really appreciate that there. But we got to play this number here. That we've been playing it for a while, and we put it down for a little bit, and then this gave us a reason to pick it back up again. This is one that John and his wife, June, used to sing together. And legend says that John proposed to June over this song during one of their shows. This is a one called Jackson.
The baby said,
yeah,
100% true.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I heard that too. Yeah.
I mean, I looked it up on Wikipedia. You know, that's never wrong. The internet, ultimate truth. That's what it is. Enough of that talk of internets and things. We're talking about marriage. We're talking about Jackson.
We got married a fever. I let a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Yeah. Thank you.
for something special that happens when the family happens to Layla's birth. It's a rock and roll moment. So you could go to our Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Shockingly, I know. We also have a website, www.carolinachocolatedrops.com, and mailing list, and all that stuff. I hear tell, rumor came to my ear that we have a MySpace page as well. But it may just be rumor, I don't know.
And I also wanted to give a shout out to the person who gave us this note here. They said this is their 7th Chocolate Drop show, and they want to hear Banjo Picking Girl, The Wave of the Blues. And it's just been too long since we played those without any sort of advance notice, so I just want to, next time we're here, we'll definitely make sure to get one of those two tunes. Thank you for the request. And we're going to do this one last one for you here, and, actually, I thought about it. Homework for everybody. So, we mentioned a lot of names like Charlie Poole, we mentioned like Minstrelsy and stuff like that. There's a documentary that recently came out called Give Me the Banjo that we got to participate in, and it's the first comprehensive history on the banjo in America. So, give that documentary a shot, and it talks about a lot of the different things that we've been mentioning with the history of the banjo, and it's a fascinating documentary. So just want to make a quick mention of that. But now we're not gonna let you go without singing along one more time. We're gonna do one, Sourwood Mountain here. We've been playing this one since the beginning. And if you guys could repeat after me, we'll see if we can rock it out one more time for you.
I hope it lightning.
I hope it lightning.
Yeah. I hope it lightning.
I hope it lightning.
Now this third line is gonna go. Hi ho,
hi ho,
and you're not gonna see fiddle I day. The fourth line, you're gonna go back to it. Hi ho, fiddle I day.
Hi ho, fiddle I day.
So the verse is gonna go like, roosters crow on Sourwood Mountain.
Hi ho, fiddle I day.
So many pretty girls, you can't count 'em.
Hi ho, fiddle I day.
Chickens crow on Sourwood Mountain.
Hi ho.
No.
I'm in what I am gonna, you know you are. But so many pretty girls you can't count.
I hope you like
it. All right, this sounds real good. Like I mentioned before with the breakdowns, they're going to go a little faster, so hold on tight. And with Caroline Chocolate Drops, it's been a great pleasure to play for you folks this evening.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming out tonight. This is a great show.
Thanks for being here.
And really, really appreciate it. There's not some bands, I don't know, they maybe don't pay attention to their audience, or they don't need the audience, or whatever, they're in their own world, it works for them, but we are one of those bands that thrive on an awesome audience, and so we really appreciate it. Thank you.
We're going to do one final short one for you folks. This is one here called Read 'em John. And this is one from the Georgia Sea Island Singers.
And then after this, I think we're going to be doing a short Q&A. So just.
Yeah, so all the formalities, we'll get out of here and then come back. So hopefully you guys have good questions.
We're not related.
No, we're not related.
Just get out of the way, I understand. Oh, wait, I'm not kidding, we're not related, but anyway.
Don't wrote a letter, and he laid it on the table. No one can read them like old John. Read them, let me go.
Now read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
Now read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
Now one by one, and two by two, and three by three, and four by four. No one can read them like old John. Read them, let me go.
Now read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
Now read them, Johnny.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them.
Read them, John.
Read them. Read them, let me go.
Now don't go ahead, we lay it on the table.
No one can read them like old John. Read them, let me go.
Thank you.